My name is Martine Laberge, and I'm the Director of Communications and Marketing at Université de Hearst.
Okay, now tell me about this new resource for students.
Yeah, it's something we've always had sort of this reaching out mechanism for students here, but it was more internal, right? So it would go through our student life council and our student life director, and it would go that way. So there was definitely always this idea or this importance for Université de Hearst to take care of its students and make sure that if there was anything that they could signal it. Right now, what we're doing is actually we've reached out and partnered with Rice because I mean they are a leader in this area. Many universities and colleges do have this type of platforms. And what's interesting is that you get to sort of personalize it a little bit, right? So it's a very well-established platform, online platform, but we got to look into it very closely to make sure that it was, something that would be of service to our student population, but also our personnel because it is for everybody at University of Hearst. So basically, Ron, this is an online reporting for any type of violence. I'm talking bullying, abuse, harassment, discrimination, any sexual violence. And what this does is that it gives survivors this platform or this tool to be able to take control back of what has happened to them. So basically, this is an interesting platform because it really is centered on the survivor's needs. So it goes through, so the survivor can decide to either go ahead and signal this to authorities, whether it being here at the university level, whether it being at, hospital level or police level. So it really gives back the control to survivors to decide, okay, what do I want to do? And all of this within a platform that really educates them, tells them, okay, well, these are resources that are available to you here in our area. So this is very much personalized for our students here. And they get to decide if they want to, further this, what way they want to do it. They can also go ahead and because this platform is made to, of course, there's automatic, like it gets saved. And so survivors get to decide, okay, well, I can save all of this information and I'll decide later on what I want to do with it. Do I want to go to police? Do I want to signal it to the university level? What do I, as a survivor, need to do in order to be well and or better and in order to, deal with this in a proper way for each of its own person? So I really think that's what really we liked about the platform is this ability to give back the power to whoever might have been a victim of bullying, abuse, harassment, discrimination, whatever that might be.
Yeah, and being an online platform, I imagine the survivor would feel more safe and secure doing it from that from their home or whatever. And yeah, and I mean, we're the inter that they're the internet generation, so they're very comfortable with that type of thing, where they might not feel as comfortable going to the university or police, right?
Right. And that was one of the important things was to give access for, wherever you are, whenever this happens to you, right? I mean, it's always available, it's always there. It's a good tool because it does tell people, okay, well, at this point, you may want to talk to police. You may want to do this. These are your options. But the platform enables the survivor to really go into pretty deep, actually, into what they went through. It's also a tool that helps them record, what happened, Who was there? How did you feel? What was your environment like? What so it does really give you some general questions that might be able for you afterwards, that might be actually very important for you. If you do decide to go ahead with the police, this will be actual, a very important proof as to what you went through and when you recorded this. So it does tend to try to trigger these memories. What happened exactly? Where were you? How did it feel? Did it, was it a particular smell around you? What was there? It goes very much into details into what you did live through, so that if you do need to take this to another level, well, you have a really important tool, and it's recorded, it's there for you, and you can access it anytime that you want. So it there that is very we found that to be very interesting, the whole idea of giving back power to survivors so that they can choose whatever path, feels right for them, and to give them those tools. When that happens, when they do decide to do whatever they want, then they have that with them that can be used.
Yeah, and it also gives them a path to processing it themselves. I think you were saying recording, but it's also processing.
It is processing for sure, and it's really well made for that. Like I said, the most important thing for us was to find a tool that was really based and that was created for survivors, and we found that this one was particularly right
Okay,
in doing so.
do you have anything you want to add to any of this?
I don't think so. I mean, it's pretty user friendly, and that was also a thing. Anybody who's it's very completely confidential, of course, which is, I mean, the basis of everything. But yeah, that's pretty much it.